Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon. This is Prophet Lynn Templeton, the Light of Truth Ministries International, joining you once again on Blog Talk Radio. We've been a long time gone, but we're coming back home. Today, we're going to open up our new sessions with Blog Talk Radio with prophecy for 2024, prophecy for 2024. Let us pray as we always have done before we begin. Father, I want to thank you for these revelations. I want to thank you for your presence. We pray that your word go out and that it will not return void. We pray blessing over the hearer of the word and more so the doer of the word. We thank you for your calling. We thank you for your continued patience with your people and pray your presence throughout this year of 2024. Amen. Okay, let's get started. Not a minute to waste. Prophecy 2024. Everything could be summed up by 1 Peter 4:17, it says, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" Okay, that verse sums it up. Okay, God will perform his judgment on the house of God in 2024. There is some house cleaning, house correcting, house reestablishment that will be made in 2024. And this is the big news for 2024. He will move on his people first before he proceed to the world. Of course, that doesn't mean that the world will be receiving judgment, but it means that the world will not receive the full measure of judgment until he completes his move with his people, with the house of God. Okay? Now, first, what God revealed is deceptions in the church will be revealed in this year. All the false teachings, false preachings that have benefited church pastors that were not biblical, that God will expose these things this year. This is the first thing. The second thing I want to point out is the cover-ups will be exposed. Church cover-ups, many things that are going on behind the scene in churches will be revealed this year. God is not playing. He is not playing this year. And these things will come to pass. Okay? Now, third, some pastors will be overcome by strange illnesses. Needless for me to say that pastors who have not met the measurements in God's eyes, have not come up to the standard, you will see some pastors getting sick with strange illnesses. Now, what this may mean is that there will be strange illnesses throughout the land. Okay? Some will lose their voices. Some will be called home early. Some pastors will be called home early this year. Some ministers will leave their churches unexpected and unexplained. Look for that. Some churches will experience heavy breakaway. In other words, church might split, or it might some key people might leave, while some will just simply close their doors for good. God also reveals to us that he will expose those that use the ministry to service themselves financially. There are many pastors who have not been called by God, and God has finally now reached a point where he's going to expose these people, and they're going to be ousted. They're going to end. Their time has come. Their time has come. Okay? All of these things will lead to new voices emerging. Okay? New voices will emerge. But first, I want to mention Revelations. I got ahead of myself. Revelations 2:2, where it says, "Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars." So in Revelation 2:2, God is saying there are a lot of people that are calling themselves apostles. There are a lot of people that are calling themselves apostles, and God says they're liars. This is what Jesus says in Revelation 2:2. Now, getting back to new voices emerging. Once God cleanses his house of all the shenanigans that have went on, he's going to raise up new people. There will be apostles actually called by God. New prophets will arise. Many of them have been put on hold. God has been preparing them, has been teaching them, and preparing them for this special ministry after he gets rid of, after he cleansed the church of all the tomfoolery. He has been preparing a wave of soldiers, of ministers, fivefold ministers will surface, and they will take their place once God has, or in the process, if not after he has purged the church. Okay? Five, I like to say God will require higher accuracy of new ministers. In other words, God is demanding more from the ministers that are coming. He's demanding more. He's demanding them to have knowledge and to be able to orate that knowledge to the people, to his people, okay? this is what God is going to, this is what he's requiring. He's not, the people that he's raising up, they are better qualified, you might say. They are better prepared, and they are faithful to God. They are faithful, and they will perform as God instructs them, okay? Because God is not going to be shorthanded anymore. He's going to punish quickly. He's going to correct ministers quickly, and they will supernaturally receive correction in this coming period, okay? In Psalms 32:8, it says, I will instruct thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Okay, when he say will guide you with his eye, he said this is discernment. This is perceiving in the spirit, revelation knowledge, the ability to comprehend higher knowledge. Okay, those that fail to walk in God's ways after God's instructions, they will fizzle away. They will fizzle away. Okay, so people must move out. God showed me, he has spoken to me that God, that people must move out of their comfort zones. The revelation has been revealed. They must move out of their comfort zone. God's expectation will be met in 2024. It's necessary to be obedient, to move out of your comfort zone and do as God say do, because your survival will be dependent upon it in 2024. He's no longer playing with us. He's not playing anymore. You will see these things come to pass. You will see these things come to pass. And now I would like to mention Isaiah 58:12, where God say, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. So he will place, he will tear down, he will bring out, take out of place these ministers who have failed, and he will put into their, those he have prepared that will teach the people what they need to know to survive what's coming. He will put in their place those that are dedicated to him that will perform as he expects them to perform. So this is the big event for 2024. This is the thing that some of us have been looking for. Now to cap it off, let's see. Let me flip my notes here. Now, what I want to say is there will be an increase of supernatural events. When God installs these people, as well as those that make the mark that are that he don't have to replace, you will see an increase of supernatural events in the church and out of the church. There will be things that you've never seen before, extraordinary things. There will be terrible things that will happen also. There will be unexpected, unexplainable conversions. Now, what I mean by that is that many will leave their faith, such as Catholicism, such as Muslim, and other faiths, and they will convert to Christianity because the fear that will come upon these people, or whatever it may be that's going to drastically shake them, and they will convert to Christianity, where they know for sure they'll be where God wants them to be. And these people will probably be more faithful and will be more serious about their faith, okay? So you will see unexplainable conversions in this year. People will need to get, here's a additional note, that people will need to get into gardening this year, or farming if they can afford it. There's a reason. You know, they've been telling you there's going to be food shortages, and it will. Okay. And I would also like to note that if you are in Africa or you plan to go to Africa, you're in good shape, because Africa will not suffer these curses. Many of these curses will bypass, for the most part, Africa. You may have a shaking of some of the ministers, but for the most part, they're better off. Let's say it that way. They're in better shape than we are. And as far as the calamities, they won't see most of the calamities, okay? So just wanted to give you that heads up. Isaiah 43:18, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Okay. So we will end on that note. Thank you for joining us here at the Light of Truth Ministries, Prophet Lynn Templeton. And you can find me on my Facebook under my name. Facebook is picky these days. My name is spelled Lindburg, Lindburg Templeton, Templeton. I post all of my sermons there. So I want to thank you, and I pray that you have a blessed day and a blessed week. We'll see you again next week. So long.